This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Just what will it take for Michigan to be an entrepreneurial powerhouse again? That's the question I'll explore this Friday morning at a special town hall put on by the University of Michigan School of Engineering and Michigan Radio. It's called Finding Michigan's Mojo. And two of the panelists from the day are here right now. Jeff DeGraff is a clinical professor of business administration at the U of M Ross School of Business. He's also creator of the Innovatrium. So good to have you with us, Jeff.
Good to be here.
And Doug Song is an entrepreneur who's the founder of Ann Arbor-based Duo Security. And we welcome you, Doug.
Thank you so much.
Jeff, when you hear that question, what will it take for Michigan to be an entrepreneurial powerhouse? Was it ever an entrepreneurial powerhouse?
Yeah, it certainly was. If you think about Michigan, not just in the arsenal democracy years, but certainly going back to the 1920s and 1930s, radical changes in how R&D happened, radical changes in how manufacturing happened. It was the Silicon Valley of the day. In fact, it was probably the most innovative place in America up until the late 1950s.
And what changed? Why did that begin to go down? Did we get too wedded to the auto industry?
Yes. And what happens is you get institutional logic. Everybody thinks in one particular way. They try and protect their interests. They try and keep things efficient as possible. And when you do that, what you do is you start eliminating the diversity, the positive deviance that creates innovation. You smother it by trying to do more with less, trying to make everything the same.
And I do get the sense that you have to have a little bit of an outlaw spirit to dig in there and a bit of a rebel spirit or a lot of rebel spirit to be a successful entrepreneur.
Well, I think that's the key. I think I grew up in the state of Michigan. I grew up in Kalamazoo. I'm one of the few professors here that actually is from the state. And what's interesting to me is in order to make innovation happen, you really have to have three things. One, you have to have the availability of capital. And certainly in the last few years, that's improved greatly. The second is you have to have competency. You know, you have to have trained scientists and trained engineers and people actually know what they're doing. And of course, we have some of the great universities here in the country, but that's certainly something that we've been focusing on, let's say, for the last decade. But the final thing and the most important thing is you have to have an innovative culture. You have to believe that this is an important thing. You have to reflect that in your daily behaviors, in the way you talk about things. And for me, what changed was that last piece. The culture changed. When I grew up, everybody was doing something in their garage, in their kitchen. They were all entrepreneuring. And sometime around the time of the oil embargo to the layoffs of the early 80s, you could feel it felt like a heavy pall fell over that culture.
I have to ask you, Doug Song, you're an entrepreneur. You started a business. What drew you to starting the business you have, and why did you choose to stay in Michigan to grow it?
Great question. So I guess I've stayed in Michigan largely because of my wife. I met my wife at the University of Michigan, and you know, we came to realize Ann Arbor is a great place to raise family. And being in the tech industry, we only had a few choices. You know, it's either the Bay Area, maybe Seattle, maybe Austin, but very few other places that we really consider. And when we visit all these places, we just realize that, you know, a lot of the things that we liked about them where we found here in Michigan, a great place to raise family. We're part of a great community of very educated folks, but also a lot of very hardworking, sort of scrappy, and if not blue collar, at least blue collar sort of mindset with a work ethic that is unparalleled. And that's, I think, the larger, you know, reason why I think we've stayed and decided to build our business here. You know, if you go out to the Bay Area, for instance, and you try to build a company of engineers, you're lucky to have them for more than 24 months, if that. And here, you know, we were able to build companies like Arbor Networks, where, you know, I think I hired 70 engineers or so in about 7 years, and only had about three of them actually leave the company. There's just a loyalty and a commitment to actually building something larger than yourself. I think, I don't know, maybe just seems to be part of the water here and sort of the culture.
Well, what do you think, Jeff, is good about Michigan in terms of attracting and keeping startups and entrepreneurs?
Well, I think Doug is hitting the nail on the head. I think there's an old craft tradition in the northern Midwestern states, people who build things. And you know, we have a great tradition of engineering. We have a great tradition of innovations in the technical fields. If you think about anything from eco all the way to the biosciences, the challenge hasn't been that we have tremendous people. The challenge has been, do we have opportunities for these tremendous people? And people like Doug are creating those opportunities. And that's really how the momentum, I think, has shifted in the past 10 years. It's been less at this grand level, and it's been more at this granular level, where there are literally hundreds and hundreds of people who are starting up. And to take Doug's point a step farther, hiring an engineer in Silicon Valley is probably going to cost you at least a third to maybe half more than what it's going to cost here. The standard of living is much higher in terms of what you can actually do here. According to Forbes, it's the most educated address in the United States. So there's a lot of good things that can go on here. But what we have to do is build on the momentum of people like Doug to make sure that we're creating those opportunities for those people to stay here.
And what would you say comes under the heading of not so good and needs improvement for Michigan's entrepreneurial climate, for the ecosystem here?
Well, I think, one, we continue to have to improve the opportunities for people who are here to start businesses. And that means we have to make capital available. We have to treat those people who are going to create those jobs a little bit differently, maybe, than we treat everyone else. Now, when you do that, you know, that creates a lot of consternation when it comes to politics. Economics are not politics. So what happens is you're going to try and take care of people like Doug, who's going to create jobs in here, and that's going to be a little bit different than everybody else. And I'm not sure politically that fits with everyone. And the real question becomes this, you know, are you going to have a political solution, or do you want an economic solution? Do you want jobs?
Doug, from where you sit as an entrepreneur and you're growing your business, what do you think comes under the heading of needs improvement for Michigan?
Culture is a big part of this. You know, there have been a lot of companies that have been very successful here, starting up with a lot of disruptive technology, and ultimately, you know, finding exits, creating opportunities for folks who are at those companies to go off and spin out their own. But I think that one of the things you don't see that happens here, that happens with a lot of regularity in these other tech hubs, is folks sort of reinvesting in the community. That if you know, they have been successful as entrepreneurs, that they sort of have a second career as an angel investor, where we're joining as a limited partner in a venture capital firm to back others, or that even at the you know, ground floor of people starting companies, there isn't necessarily the same sort of pay it forward mentality that you know, this happens left and right when you come off the plane in Silicon Valley. I think the first time someone meets you out there, you know, they'll ask you, "Oh, what do you do?" And the next thing coming out of their mouth is, you know, "Oh, I know someone you should meet. You know, I got to connect you guys." And there's a lot of this sort of very organic networking, the mesh of relationships that, you know, leads to needs, meeting up with talent, money, experience, and so forth. It's a lot more of an efficient sort of ecosystem in those kind of areas than there is here. And I think it does come down to the fact that for such a long time, we've all sort of been heads down, you know, focus, as Jeff says, on scaling, you know, successful industries that have been successful, you know, kind of in their own silos here, whether it be kind of chemical manufacturing or the automotive industry or so forth. Again, we've had some of the greatest entrepreneurial successes of, you know, the last century here in Michigan, but I do feel like it's caused us to be a little bit more siloed in terms of our thinking and, you know, be a little less receptive to, I guess, these positive deviants.
Yeah, that's the whole point, I think, of this conference on getting your mojo back, is these are often referred to as creativity clusters, and they go all the way back to the founding fathers and how, in fact, America works. And what's really interesting about it, Doug was talking about being in the Valley. When I was very, very young, one of my first big feathers in my cap is I got named to the advisory board at Apple in the early 1980s. And one of the things that really astounded me about the Valley was the whole idea of how they connected all the dots, how things went together. And it wasn't just changing your role. It has a lot to do with how do you move from being a small company that maybe has 50 people to really the next step, 500 people, all the way to that bulge bracket where you're employing a lot of people. And if you think about just our little city of Ann Arbor, you think about people like Larry Page, you know, who went on to found Google. There's always going to be this issue where small companies need to make that next step. And just what Doug is saying, that's going to happen with being helped with the support of other people in that community.
This is just a preview of the conversation we're going to have this Friday morning, Finding Michigan's Mojo. It's at the Stamps Auditorium on the University of Michigan North Campus, and it runs from 9:30 to 10:30. We'll have five experts on the panel, including our two guests today, and we're going to be taking lots of questions from our audience and through social media, including the Twitter hashtag MishMojo. We've put a link on our stateside page at michiganradio.org, giving you all the information. It's a free event. We really would love to have you join us with your questions and your opinions. Doug Song, Jeff DeGraff, thank you so much for joining us today on Stateside.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.